Kill your pets.
Yikes.
And kill your mom and dad too, because they don't understand you. See, I can freestyle.
Not good.
Nicht gut. How dare you?
No. Sorry. Wasn't my favorite.
Thank you for joining me, Allison, on another Papa's Basement.
You're very welcome, darling.
I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there to listen to every episode we do. It's uploaded every Monday, every Thursday, an hour long, thereabouts.
Yep.
Sometimes we run over when especially passionate. Doesn't happen often, believe me. Usually by the 35-minute mark, I'm like, 10 minutes and we can wrap this turd with a bow.
Oh, man.
You also got all our contact information there. There's at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter, facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
I gotcha.
You can use that to stalk one Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
And send her lurid messages. She loves them.
Oh, that would be marvelous.
She will then become your text buddy.
Wow, will
and it? You can do whatever you can without the internet tracking what you do.
I guess.
Also, the iTunes subscription link at the top of that website. Please use it. Please subscribe to us. That way you won't miss an episode. It makes things very easy.
Yes.
You don't have to go to the site or anything like that afterwards. You simply turn on iTunes and bam, new episode, magic. And take the time to rate us positively, if you would be so kind. That's it.
Yep.
The intro is done, which means the song gets slowly potted down as well.
I'm with you.
Boom.
How about that?
Allison?
Yes, darling.
This is going to be one that you kind of, I'm not going to say take the ropes on.
Really?
Because this is a partnership.
Right. We're a team.
We're a team.
Teamwork.
Like two lesbian mothers are a team.
Oh my, that's gross.
Equality.
I guess.
That's the name of the game here.
Okay.
You brought up something in the car.
Right. But first we have to see, I got a message from my friend Nick and he said,
okay.
By the way, are those yours in the photo from the 422 episode?
Nick is referencing, I posted, like I said, all these shows we do, they go to inpapasbasement.com.
Yeah.
And I believe the caption for the 422 episode is just a large pair of breasts. They're
right.
Cleavage.
And I wasn't putting it all together, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And I said, those what? And he said, it's a photo of a chest. And he said, never mind. Tiny Eye just found it everywhere on the internet. So,
yeah. I literally just Googled the word cleavage. And I think that pair of cans was about hit number 10.
Yeah. So it's everywhere. So those are not mine.
Nick, there's your shout out. You need to tell all of your friends that
That's
you were
right.
mentioned in a...
Yeah.
International podcast. We have a Canadian
He's
listener
practically French
and a
now.
British listener. Yeah.
That's right.
He has a port in any storm.
Wow. That's great.
Now
the question, which is what? Do you want me to ask the...
Actually, you have to ask it. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but for whatever reason, I guess you picked these up off your site, Meet Me.
No, this is just my own personal question. This is something that I asked. It's a moral kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to my
Ron
friend
Ron and Fez
Joel.
Do a bit. They call it moral conundrum.
Oh.
It's almost akin to that. And I frankly find it fascinating because, out of nowhere, I'll be discussing whatever junk, I'd love to eat at that Peruvian restaurant we just drove by. I sound like an old biddy.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, John, here's some real ass I'm going to chuck your way.
Here's some deep thoughts.
Yeah. So.
Well, the question is that if you found out your best friend's significant other was cheating, would you let your best friend know? And that's the question.
Okay.
And so it's not. But it's funny that people almost across the board, people will say that, they wouldn't consider themselves a friend if they didn't tell their friend that their significant other was cheating. But I think when reality plays into it, I don't know that
everyone talks a big game.
Yeah, and I think that unless you've been in that situation yourself, and maybe that's the way I should have posed a question, like, have you been in this situation and what did you do? That would be better. Because I think a lot of people answer that question without actually having been in that situation.
This is one of those rare instances where I'm very happy. I roll with a posse of losers and that will never come up. And we're very communal because it's like, hey, this is a porn site I visited that I really liked.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to claim it's my girlfriend or something like that. So here's the link to this porn site. I hate lawyering on all these questions. My answer is going to be... A quick depends on the friend and the only variable
But I
here,
think if you can only do it black or white, yes or no, would you tell them, would you not?
I probably would, but...
You probably would.
Yeah, but you have to realize there are some friends out there that are A, so into their chicks, and B, so dopey that they'll resent you for it.
And that's what I kind of said. I think I have this friend, and she was in, I mean, we grew up together. We've known each other since really I was 12. And she was in a relationship with someone. They were talking about marriage. She was actually pregnant.
Wow. What are the ages involved? I always like all the background stuff.
I mean, she's, well, she's mid-30s now, and okay. I think he's right around the same. And everyone, I think, when she started kind of, they all hung out in a group together, and everyone, all the guys kind of said, hey, listen, and they're, the guys that I'm talking about, they're also friends that have known us, we're all in our clique. Since we were about 12 and they were even younger. I'm kind of the oldest of the bunch. And this girl, she's 3 years younger than myself. But she, anyhow, she started dating this guy and they all said, hey, listen, he's bad news. Like he's got an ex-wife and he's got an ex-girlfriend, but he still hooks up with both of them.
Bad news or pimp?
The thing is like he gets a lot of tail.
Yeah. And he sounds like a cool guy. Let's be honest.
I think he has a way of
being manipulative.
Well, seeming sincere. I think he tells women what they want to hear.
Well, that's
I think
how you manipulate women.
Right. Yeah. And
you're
I
like,
think,
what? There are no other girls. You're the prettiest.
But he's not like the douchebag cunning kind of type. He's kind of like, you know, the I love you and the hugs and,
no,
you know.
No, this is the deal.
The sappy type.
There isn't so much that douchebag type who really goes out there and is successful with girls. It is the guy who's very nice. But really does it and just says what they want to hear.
I don't know. I know a lot of
real manipulator.
Types too.
See, to me, that's like the way people are like, oh, terrorist. It's so obvious he was a terrorist. And then you hear about these two kids in Boston. And it's like, that was my friend. He was a terrorist? No way. That's the same way with like these players. It's like, what? He was just a nice guy. He's a player.
Yeah, but I think you can kind of, anyhow, you can kind of pick up on it. Anyhow, everyone, you know, the people that were closest to her that kind of grew up like our brothers, they would say, hey, listen, he's really bad news. And we kind of know him from hanging out, just being guys. And he just trolls around. He'll tap whatever he needs to tap, whatever he wants to do. And apparently he had this girlfriend for a long time, had a beautiful house and had a career and blah, blah, blah.
The girlfriend did.
Yeah, but he kind of sabotages the relationship at some point himself. So the same with his marriage, same with his girlfriend, same with these girls that he was banging. And he had kind of like a sugar mama, this attractive woman. And but then he
the
just
sugar
like
sugar mama is quite hard to pull off.
Well, and he, but I mean, if you met him, he doesn't seem all that bright. He wouldn't
was
be attractive.
Was he just a good looking guy?
Yeah, but he's not overly good looking.
You
like,
think
I'll,
George Clooney's a pig?
I don't think he's a pig.
He just doesn't do it for you.
No, he doesn't.
So this guy could be George Clooney.
But he isn't. I'll have to look for a picture of him.
Okay.
So that'll help you. I can look at a picture for both of them. And then you'll see who I'm talking about. But regardless, they said, hey, listen, we know this guy. We know how he is in private. And he really is.
A horn dog, a pig.
Yeah, he's fun to hang out with. And he's fun to be around. But don't get involved. And they try to warn her several times. And
those
she
are
did.
Always the rapscallions that get some.
Yeah. So she gets involved. She has two kids already. He has, I think, two kids. And then they are together for about a year. She's knocked up. Early,
by him.
Yeah, early in the relationship. And I think they had been dating maybe about, I don't know, like living together, like
how
6 months.
How quickly were they
something.
Living together after dating?
Pretty close because she was knocked up. And
oh, God. Yeah. So that's
but she's,
so much her fault, though. I'm sorry. Like the guy is a predator. Don't get me wrong. But anytime a woman's like, oh, I'm pregnant and I'm not going to deal with this the way, you know, the priest told your mom to deal with it. Anytime you're like, look, the solution to this is I'm crazy about you, baby. Let's make a go of it. You get what you deserve. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that's, I mean, it's kind of rash. And it's difficult to say what I would do in that situation either. But she was head over feet. I mean, because this guy was by far one of the nice looking guys that I'd ever known her to be with, even though he's not my
How's
idea.
How does she look?
Ten.
I mean, she's got two kids, so
average.
She'd have to be like a 10.
No, she's just average.
Oh,
looking.
So yeah. Two kids and she's a 5. She's she's looking at throwing her
but
that little ninja hook, you know what I mean? Like when they
but
scale the walls in Batman.
But we've had this conversation before, and
she
I think
wants to
anybody,
dig that in.
You want any woman, you can have any woman.
I don't believe in that.
I do. I do. And there's
I could not get Let me see.
Anybody.
No, yes. I couldn't get Christina Aguilera right
yes,
now.
You could.
Big fat Christina. Well, maybe her, like a bucket of chicken or something. Just a bucket of chicken with the whole cut out.
I don't believe that.
I
think there's a lot to be said for character and how you conduct yourself and how clever
you are. I'm going to say this. I think that's true to an extent. I think a guy can fight well above his weight.
Yeah. I think a woman can too.
But he cannot.
I mean, women definitely can because we kind of hold the cards.
There are that's a simple rule, really, where a chick who has pretty much everything together in her life, like she really is sweet and she's attractive, like objectively attractive, not her personality makes her sexy. I mean, like, let's pretend someone looks like Kate Upton and they're quirky and funny and all that.
Yeah.
Look, you can be a great guy, but this woman is going to have so many genuinely great guys in her life. She gets her pick of great guy. So guess what? You might be the great guy who doesn't have a great job and isn't the best looking. She's going to have the option of the great guy, like her counterpart, who's also very good looking and is making money. And it's not so much a shallow thing. It's just, why would you go with what's less than what you have?
Yeah.
All right. This is the happy couple.
Yeah.
He looks like, and I'm not saying this because I think Vin Diesel is the best face. He looks like a slightly chunkier Vin Diesel with hair,
but he's not, because he's not big.
No, just the features.
Nah, he kind of reminded me of like one of the guys from Good Charlotte.
No.
Yeah.
No, that Benji or no.
Yeah.
She looks. I'm trying to think what male she looks like. It's more of a man, not like. oh God, like some 70s actor. It's on the tip of my tongue. She's not bad looking,
no.
Like what you're saying. She's.
But you know
the
what?
The definition of the most average-looking thing.
My mom said, I'll show you.
She looks like Pete Rose in a chick wig, kind of. But a young, handsome Pete Rose.
I have to show you something. I actually took photos of her, and I showed my mom. And I said, Mom, don't you like these photos I took of her?
Is it, like, revealing? Am I going to like looking at it? Or is it just her with kids? Because I don't need to see that.
No, but I took, like, this one here.
She's in a hat.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like Pete Rose so much.
No. And I took.
She looks better.
Yeah. And I took, let me see here. Let me think. This one here.
Is she in just a KKK hood? Just covering up as much as possible. Just a Klan hood and a bikini.
No, but here.
That's like that crops out the chunky arm and it just shows the suggestion of boob.
But anyhow, I showed my mom these photos and we did like a whole photo shoot. And I said to my mom, don't you like these? And she said, no. And I said, why? I think I did a nice job on these photos.
Those are good photos. She looks like those are all tricky MySpace photos. Like you could put up a bunch of those and you'd be like, oh, I'm on a foxy date tonight. And you actually meet the girl and you're just like, what? What?
But it's funny because my mom said, no, she didn't like them because she looked attractive and she doesn't look attractive in person. My own mother said this, who's just, my mom's an ordained minister. And to know that my mom was like.
Oh God, the plot thickens.
My mom's like, your friend's a troll and I don't like that she looks good in photos because it's misleading.
Wow.
That's what she
said. Wow, she doesn't deserve a chance.
Yeah, that's her and I together.
Let me take a look at this photo.
That's pretty recent.
Wow, who's Jabba on the right? Good Lord.
That's the girl I tried to set you up with.
If you did, I would ice pick your jugular. Yeah, she's back to looking Pete Rose. When she smiles dead into the camera, she has that massive Irish girl chin.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyhow, so she's with this guy, and about 6 months they're
Pedro
living together.
Pedro Rose.
She finds out, but you didn't say how lovely I looked. I'm in this photo also.
Well, you're just lovely in every photo ever. You look like the lost Kardashian, minus the black man on your arm.
Well, that could be Java.
Yeah.
Java's filling in. But anyhow, so about 6 months later, I ran into...
Who is Java, by the way? Sorry. is she a big, chunky Latin girl?
I don't want to... Who's going to listen to this?
I don't know. No one, if the trends keep up.
She's my best friend when I was 11. The big one, the robust one.
I was going to say, were there a lot of like ice cream store robberies when you were a kid?
No. No, but she's not the athletic type.
No.
Uh-uh. So anyhow.
Good arm speed. Good arm to mouth speed.
Anyhow, so about 6 months in, Jabba's brothers, who were all close, we all grew up together, were saying, hey, listen, I know, they were like, is so-and-so still with the dude? And I said, yeah, there's
Pete
together.
Rose.
Right. Pete Rose, the woman.
Is pregnant Pete Rose still with the
right. Yeah.
The two-timer. Hairy
and
Vin
they said,
Diesel.
You know what? He was just with his girlfriend. I see his girlfriend. She goes out and does like open mic nights and listens to bands and stuff. And I see her and she says that
is she a musician or a comedian?
His ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, the one going open mics. Is she up there with a guitar or is she
she's just
telling the world's truth?
No. She doesn't do either one. She just goes out to listen, to enjoy
the
open mics.
Oh, no. She's a tramp then.
Yeah, so anyhow, she says, oh, yeah, he was just here. And she had specific details like, oh, yeah, he came over. He comes over for lunch. He'll come over after work. And here my friend just thinks that he's working late or whatever.
No man works late ever, ladies.
I know. Anyhow,
let
so
that
I
be
had
known.
All this information.
We hate work.
I had this information and I didn't tell my friend. I just thought because she was so head over feet and she was kind of in denial, people had told her before me.
I probably wouldn't have either. Why is it your place?
I mean, again, because she's my friend. And then she wound up, what happened was...
Was it past the first trimester? So
no,
she couldn't
she,
have...
No, she... after the daughter was born, and the daughter was about 6 months old, I think. I mean, I don't have the exact amount, but regardless, after the daughter was born and the daughter is young, he just didn't come home one night, one Friday night, and then he said he was doing... a work conference in Frederick.
Out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, and he
must have been an important conference. Otherwise, he would have told her ahead of time.
But he didn't communicate like via text or anything. And then she's like, oh, is he okay? Is she worried? And she was sincerely worried.
I just picture
worried.
You pulling a Michael Scott in that situation. You're like, yeah, but Angela's cheating on you. Bye, have a good weekend.
No, I didn't talk to her until after the breakup. And then I was like, well, what did it? What happened? And then she explained it to me. And I said, you know what? I had spoken to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And they had said that they tried to let you know. And, you know, they said that he was with his wife, his ex-wife, and he was with his ex-girlfriend.
Wait, so she put two and two together come conference time?
Well, conference time came and went, but then he came home.
And this was like... He
Sunday.
Literally just stayed out on a Friday, and then Saturday was like, oh, by the way, I've been at a conference.
No, he had said that he was going to the conference. And
how far ahead of time?
I think he probably knew a couple
Friday
days.
Friday at 11 a.m.
No. But anyhow, she said, you know.
Is she a dope? I mean, was she putting this together?
No, I think she was head over feet, and she really wanted to believe him. But when he came
home.
Isn't
it head over heels? I hate hearing head over feet. It makes my skin curl. It makes me think of feet in my mouth.
I just think someone who is totally Twitter-pated, and they cannot, you know, their peripheral vision is blurry as it is.
When's the last time that happened to you?
Coming in.
It's been forever. Because I'll still get into someone, but I'm like, I love a lousy whore. Like, I am able to color over nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why do I like this slut?
I think when you have a good egg and you're really attracted to someone, it's easy to happen.
I guess.
You know, if even for a season.
I don't think there really are many good eggs. I'm just like, I'm going to enjoy it with old slutsaroo over here until it blows up in my big dumb face.
But what he did was he came home. On like the Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was
after
late,
he's all conferenced out.
And he's like, you know what? I'm exhausted. And she's like, well, what happened? Where were you? What happened? I'm so worried or whatever. And he said, you know what? Let's not really talk about this. And he kind of put it on her like, you're being such a, you know, I'm so exhausted. I'm going to sleep. So he goes to bed and he goes to sleep.
You're being a real bitch about my infidelity, you know?
That's pretty much what it was.
Had I known you're going to react this way, and I think I wouldn't have trusted you in the first place.
For the most part, I think he kind of kept his phone open and about. But when he had come home this night, it wasn't out. It wasn't on his nightstand or whatever. So she had gotten up in the middle of the night, which was not uncommon because they did have a little kid, a baby, and she was breastfeeding at the time. So she got up and she went and she discovered that it was in. He had his own bathroom. She has her own bathroom. And she went in his bathroom and it was tucked in a drawer.
Cunningly hid.
Yeah, with a towel over it or whatever. And then she went through and read all the text messages and
I love you more, Schmoopy.
Yeah, and it's kinda like, hey, when are you gonna tell her? And blah blah. And he was with his boss.
When are you gonna tell her? All about us. Oh,
but the thing about it is that
oh God, I can't even imagine having my heart ripped out like that.
But what's bad is that it really was like her heart was
of
ripped
course.
Out. Yeah.
You
and to have
had
a newborn
this man's kid.
Yeah.
There is no escaping. Can you imagine what a pain in the ass that situation is if he's just living with you and your kids?
Yeah.
Because I've had friends who are hooking up with single moms and the real treacherous ones are like, oh, now I'm going to have to explain to Tyler and Cody why you aren't around anymore. And they'll like there isn't her kids
yeah.
to bring into this. There's our kid.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just you being a big enough dummy where some guy's humping you and he forgets birth control and you're like, let's make a go of it. Why not? That's just you. I mean, you're at that point taking a gamble and it blows up in your face and everyone is going to be like, hey, he's so horrible. Who could ever cheat on the mother of his, you know, his child, et cetera. Yeah. But you really were being kind of a piece of crap about it, too, if we're going to keep it 100% real.
I mean, she did have her blinders on herself. I mean, this girl did.
Absolutely.
And I think she did have warning signs. And when she looked back at it and we were talking, she was very candid about it.
And she's very screwed, by the way, might I add. A single mom with three kids from two different dads. Yeah. Ooh,
at three different dads.
Oh, what a find. Wow, yeah.
But she has, I mean, she sounds like a trollop or something, but she really isn't. I think she...
No, it can kind of happen if you're just dopey.
I think, again, because she, you know, everyone likes to be liked. Everyone loves to be loved. And I think when she had someone and...
See,
they
I like being loved, but I love being liked.
But anyhow, she, what she did that moment, I would have handled it differently because she was kind of... You know, by then she was kind of dependent on his income, too, because they were, you know, all that. And then she's got the kids and the newborn and
so
all that.
Oh, so she just has to sit and take it.
But she doesn't. She says that.
She sounds
it.
Very life smart. So she has this kid.
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have had it.
Right.
And then becomes reliant on the finances. But all of a sudden, pride kicks in now.
I don't know that she was totally reliant. I just think that she was.
I'm sure second income helps when you've got three kids.
And that's where she was. And rent was, you know, coming due, you know. And she just went out from the bathroom.
Rent was coming due.
Well, I think, no. But the reason I say that is because it was like, it was like 3 weeks in. And so, like, the following week, it was going to be due. Like, why wouldn't, she just couldn't take it. She was heartbroken. She was livid, just ripping livid. And some of those texts were kind of intimate or whatever. And she said we're graphic, like sexual in nature and things like that.
Oh,
but some
like
were
about hugging.
Yes, and some were specific to her. Like, when are you going to tell her?
When are you
going to
dump that pant load? Of course, of course, they're specific to her.
And he's like,
I've been in that situation. I've screwed with taking women all the time. It's like, when are you going to dump that loser? Actually, I'll be honest. I've learned to never shake the hornet's nest.
Yeah.
Because why would you? Why do you want to get the cheater with you?
Yeah.
It's better to just be like, oh, hey, how's Steve doing?
Yeah,
that's right. Cool. I hope all works out. When are we going to meet again?
But what she did was she came out of that and it was kind of like a classic, you know, scorned woman in a movie. And she was like, you can get up and you can get the heck out of here.
I guess I have more respect for her than if she just took it. But
me, I said, why wouldn't you just, you know, forward those messages to yourself, which I think she did anyhow. Forward those messages to yourself. Keep them in your pocket. Let your rent get paid. You know what I mean? Half of it at least or whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of take it a little bit longer. You're already hurt and it would have been difficult. But I think when you're kind of in that, because she was then after that kind of counting pennies and things like that. I mean, she was kind of down to the wire.
Happened with me. Like whenever I ditched the ex, it was about 2 weeks before her birthday.
Yeah.
Things were weird. And I was just like, before I spend a lot of money, let's figure out where everything's going. And I ended crap in a couple of days after coming to that conclusion.
Well, they say a lot of breakups happen before Valentine's Day and before Christmas.
Yeah. You know what? Saved me a lot of money. I felt like a horse's ass enough. But had I been like out all the presents and crap too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, get money.
Yeah.
Get paid.
I mean, that's how I felt about it. And she said there was just no way she could. And I guess for myself, maybe I'm more, I don't know, conniving. I guess that would be the word.
It's not conniving. It's just, I don't know, it's impulse control, which she obviously lacks from her inability to put on a frigging condom.
I know. That's rough. But anyhow, I never said anything. And she said to me while I was talking to her in her living room, like, why didn't you say something? I wish you would have if you were aware. And I just said that I just felt like if they had all these people before me had said something and you were in denial. And for me, us, her and I not being as close anymore. Now we just see each other maybe a couple times a year or a few times here and there. It's just, you know, with
at autograph signings.
And it wasn't something that I witnessed myself firsthand. I didn't actually see him out with another woman or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
well, you've got no place to talk at that. If you haven't seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
It's really not your job.
I mean, it's really the job of that other person to me. But I think, again, if it were me, And, you know.
And what if he's straightened up this time? Come on.
I actually do believe that a person, you know, the little leopard can change his spots and somebody can change his ways and turning over a new leaf and all that. I don't believe once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, once a drug
addict. See, I believe in it, but only because I've shed previous good behaviors for bad behaviors. Like I was in shape and worked out a ton,
yeah.
And now I eat horribly and skip the gym all the time. So, yes, people can change.
No, I mean, they really can. And I think when it comes to serious issues, you know, just poor relationship skills or money skills or those kinds of things, just because you were always that way doesn't mean that you'll be like that always. You know,
it's one of the more profound moments from the Simpsons ever, where Lisa was like,
really?
Yeah, because Homer, I forget what episode it was, but they
because
walk away at the end.
These are real people.
No, it was a pretty good insight where Homer's like, it's impossible to change, so don't even try. And then Lisa kind of counters with, no, you can. It's just very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think Homer then goes back like, yeah, it's hard. Don't do it.
It is difficult, but not impossible. And I think
it's very difficult, though. And this is going to sound weird. I think the average person in life, at least in this country, where even if you're poor, you still haven't had it horrible.
Yeah.
We're just lazy when it comes to that. We really don't want much because we have so much convenience. There's just a lot of vice.
Yeah.
You can just screw off on the internet to pass your days. I'm speaking as someone that does all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people really work for much of anything.
Yeah.
And so that is why most people don't have a frame of reference when it comes to the actual amount of effort that would go into self-improvement. And they're like, wow, that is brutal. It's like, yeah, it is. And you got a lot more ahead of you.
Well, that's why you hear those people like, all my hard work paid off. You just see the finished product and you think, wow, that's a
great finished product.
Yeah,
I want it.
I love that pergola.
Can I order it on Amazon?
How many clicks till I can have
one?
Yeah. And they built it themselves. Wow. But yeah, so I think overall myself, I think, again, it would kind of depend on the situation. But for the most part, I think I just probably keep it to myself, which is, I guess, selfish and not very nice. Maybe I'm not a very good friend, but I mean, in this case, I felt like there were people who kind of came before me and she didn't listen and she was really Twitter pated and what was, you know what I mean? Just one more person. And I was kind of an outsider.
I can think of one situation I was in when I was in college and a friend of mine was dating a girl, but she was so dumb about her cheating.
Yeah.
She was literally like trying to screw all of his friends.
Yeah.
And in that situation, I didn't report it because first of all, she denied everything to me.
Yeah.
But second of all, it's like, dude, she's just done so many of your friends. I'm sure at least one of them before or after the fact was like, so-and-so came on to me or I came on her.
Well, that's with this guy, too. Like, I had been over to their house before and you could tell, you could just, even myself, I could tell what kind of guy he was because he'd say, oh, Allison, you're so creative. Can you come downstairs? And I want to show you these mirrors and things. And,
here's one on the ceiling.
Yeah, and he's,
you get where this is going?
He was handy and he liked to do something.
Here's one above the headboard. You can watch your face, especially if I'm behind you.
But I can tell you, like, he would look for different opportunities that it was just him and I, you know? And I would just be like, hee hee. And I'd just go upstairs and I'd say, oh, well, I'll send you an email or tell you what I think.
What do you mean there's only enough water for one shower?
That's right. I mean, you could just tell that he was that kind of guy, you know, kind of, you know, made you feel like you were needed or important or whatever. But
I hate that because I know it's always a lie.
Smarmy.
I'm like,
undertones.
I'm nothing. How dare you try to make me feel important? I know I'm scum.
But you have many skills. You have many talents. So
me?
Yes, absolutely. So you can't.
I'm real good at turning food into poop. I'll give myself that.
But we're all. Can credit ourselves.
And I never forget to exhale after taking a breath.
Oh my. The end.
See? Not
but
once.
There's something to be said for that. And there was another experience where I had where one of my close friends, kind of in the best friend click, her husband had.
Am I a best friend, Allison?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could say the same, but another decade. Another decade of work, maybe.
Yeah. But he
right
had
now
come
I call
on
you a
me.
Loose acquaintance.
All right. But I never told her either, you know, and we had been friends.
Wait, so you are just trouble. I think that's what
I am not really
I'm learning
trouble.
Here.
I think
I probably, if I ever get a girlfriend, I shouldn't bring her around because she's going to be like, I'm usually not into women, but.
But it's not even that type of thing. This particular guy, there were plenty of times that we didn't even talk. I mean, we kind of all grew up together. I say grew up, but from my late teens on up to whenever this incident happened. We kind of fought, and there were times that we weren't even speaking, and we just didn't really care for each other.
Wait, so two friends of yours.
Yeah.
Everyone's a friend with everyone. They get engaged, married.
Right, that's correct. So all these people that you see in this picture, there's me, there's Jabba.
Jabba.
And then there's
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, and there's another person.
Let me look. I thought that was like a 10-year-old.
No, that is a 10-year-old.
Okay.
But there is another person that was in that clique. There's two others that are in that clique.
And it's the husband and the wife team.
Well, yeah. I mean, the wife is one of the girlfriends.
Interesting. Correct. So yeah. This is just a unlucky in love clique.
I guess, but they had been married for, I don't know, 10, 12 years or something when this had happened. And we'd all kind of remain friends, and we have holidays all together, and every Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that. So we're all kind of close, and he was someone that I kind of called my brother. But there was never any, romantic oogling. Whereas with Pete Rose's guy, you kind of got that
hair.
Smarmy.
Vin Diesel with hair.
Yeah. You kind of got that smarmy kind of.
He looks like a douche.
Yeah. And he's, tell you what you want to hear kind of person. You're like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, or this is the best.
He'll
sex
tell me what
had.
I want, yeah. What I really, really want.
But the other guy, he's Mr. Cocky, Mr. Man on the show, but he was, all accounts, he seems very faithful.
Is he more or less attractive than Vin Diesel with hair?
I could find a picture of him, too.
Please do.
Yeah, I could find a picture of both of them.
I wonder what character he resembles.
Yeah, maybe you could tell me.
I hope he just looks like Pete Rose without the wig.
It'll be tough to see because I think the only picture I can find will be small. But
I got peepers. I can zoom him in.
Anyhow, our common denominators were like were primarily like music or talking about like latest kind of tech gadgets or stereos or all that. All
right, so you guys are loose acquaintances. So what happens where he's trying to bang you or whatever?
Well, he and I are not loose acquaintances. I mean, we would see each other. All of us would hang out all
the time.
But
it sounds like in this clique, you were brought together by mutual acquaintances, and you guys weren't the tightest of friends within the clique.
Well, this is Jabba's cousin.
Jabba's cousin. God, everything's so inbred.
So Jabba's cousin.
Am I related to her and I don't know it?
Jabba's cousin married Jabba's best friend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in that clique also. So the
is Jabba's cousin a beefaroo as well?
No. Mm-mm. You'll see. Let me see here.
I'm waiting.
All right.
Someone did her damn show prep.
I didn't know we were going to go this route.
I think you did. I think we talked about this in the car, and I said, get this ready, kiddo. Any pictures that might be pertinent to the story?
That was
have them all saved.
That was never said. Let's see.
You were busy texting. You kids today, your crappy attention spans.
Let's see here.
I'm just going to sit silent while you look.
Wow.
I don't care if this radio show goes to hell in a handbasket.
Here we go. Here's everyone.
Are we almost there?
Yep. It's loading. So you
is it the Facebook app? Because we got a long pause. This loading's going to be a while.
So here's Jabba in the zebra print.
Hold up.
And
that looks like a zebra that has never been chased by a lion once.
There is, I don't know what we want to call her, in the gray all the way to the right.
Hold on, I turned your volume up all the way. There, it's all the way down. Okay, mm-hmm. Jabba is, that is a nickname.
Yeah.
Gray all the way to the right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's.
That's your friend?
Right, and she's very attractive. And she's
is
three,
she?
Yeah, she's 4 years older. 3 years older, I guess.
She kind of looks like Bridget Jones in the scenes where Bridget like just falls to S.
But
and she's like sitting there just eating ice cream out of a dumpster.
She's very thin, and she's got a nice bust for her size.
Does she?
I think she's kind of dressing kind of matronly there, but the husband is here in the black with the black tie, white top.
Black tie, white top.
Yeah.
Oh, that older guy?
No, not an old man. He's got a mustache.
Yeah, he looks like the head of a cartel.
Yeah, he kind of could. Let me see. Is somebody beside him? Let me see.
Or like the host of Sabado Gigante.
Yeah.
Or Gigante, whatever that is.
Oh, you can't make this bigger, I guess, huh? But anyhow.
No, he looks like one of those Latin dudes who's like a portly guy. and they stick him next to a really hot Latin broad.
Well, he's not portly either. So
but he has that portly face. Remember, we were talking about how skinny people can kind of have a chunky face. Even if he's not portly, from the head up, he looks like a fat guy. He looks like a Mexican Norm.
He actually doesn't really in person, but I don't really know who to kind of liken him to. But
I don't know, he just has that real estate agent look.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
The crappy Sears suit.
Yeah.
And the coiffed hair. And you can tell, and there's an air of confidence. He's trying to make himself look presentable, but it's...
Yeah. So anyhow, that's... and I had asked these... they were going to come and paint my kitchen as a gift.
A family is painting a kitchen.
No, just him and his wife. They were going to do it as
A crappy gift?
No, they asked me what I wanted, and I wanted my kitchen painted. So that was the gift that I selected, that I wanted.
To me, that's almost like when you're a kid and you don't really have any money, so Mother's Day rolls around, and here's a coupon book, Mom. No. One free hug. Cash it in anytime, unless I have a boner.
No, they had just bought a house, and they were in their house, and they had painted their entire house, but they did all...
So they obviously wanted to paint a whole lot more if they like it that much.
No, but they had it down to a science, and they were bragging about how well
they should have shut their full mouths.
I know. Anyhow, but a year went by, and I never got that gift, and then the weekend after this guy had come on to me, then it was painted.
What idiots walking around... I'm really good at painting. I also live to take out the trash and do dishes.
Yeah, I know.
Just shut up about it. Even if you like doing it, don't.
But here we've been friends for a very long time, but I never said anything to her about it. So I just figured maybe they're going through a slump.
You're like, I like my friend's husband's coming on to me. What?
I don't, actually. It's uncomfortable. But but my girlfriend in this case, she said that she could live the rest of her life without ever having sex again.
Who?
Her.
Frumposaurus?
No, not Frumposaurus. Not Jabba. I mean, you know.
No. The one that's married to the Mexican cartel leader.
Right. Yeah.
She could... Wait, what age did she say she could live the rest of her... Trust me, I'm on the hot track to that.
I think when she made that comment, she was probably around 35 or something. Yeah.
Ugh. I hear that, and I just figure someone's had bunches of lousy sex.
Yeah, that's what I mean... I mean, this particular guy,
he is... I can
do
stretches, but if I was like, God, I'm never going to have any, it's not even so much the sensation. It's just like to know you conquered some more.
I think that comment kind of lends itself to kind of their intimate relationship where she could...
If I had a wife who said that, she'd be an ex by 3 p.m.
But I think because of his traditional family values and blah, 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 and I don't know.
What, did they like pray before screwing? And it was like, God, let us make a child. Otherwise, this act is a waste.
But they are Christian people. Yeah,
so they can always go both ways in sex. I know the stereotype, especially with the Catholic girls, is like
the preacher's kids.
The preacher's kids,
and that's who Jabba is. Jabba is the
pastor's. of course, the big fat girl can bang like a champ. That's just how it works.
She was very promiscuous.
Of course, it's always the ones that you never want to think about screwing who have it down to an art form.
And actually, she would say, Jabba would say that if she was performing fellatio and the guy was like, you know, oh, that's really good. She's like, shut up. I know I'm good. So just be quiet.
Shut up. I know I'm the best. It's Jabba no Plaza.
I would just be grossed out. That's nasty.
Fill the Sarlacc pit.
Oh, gosh. I just told this story, too, the other day, that the same one, Jabba here.
Yeah.
She went out on a date, and it was a blind date. He shows up, and he turns out that he's kind of, he's not very engaging.
Unless he's a black guy, it's going to be a short date.
He wasn't a black guy. Okay. But she was clock watching from the very beginning. Like, this guy.
She was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And.
What? Was he made of ice cream, and she was waiting for him to melt? What?
She just was disinterested. Like, he didn't present himself as...
Some balls on that broad. Some balls.
Well, here's where the story goes.
Doesn't think that clock watching was
not
mutual?
Not only that, so they go out for Chinese, and when the check comes, he slides the check across the table to her.
I would have been like, thanks for wasting my time. This is the least you can do.
So she picks up the tab, and then they go, and they're going to do something else, walk around downtown or whatever. And she says, how about we grab a cup of coffee or whatever? I was like, why didn't you just high-five it out of there? So they go ahead and he says, well, I don't really have any money for that, right? So she says, don't worry, I'll pick it up. So she buys him coffee. Meanwhile, he says, hey, why don't we go back to your place, right? So they go back to her place,
yeah.
And then they go to all the bases without a home run because her red flower was in bloom. That's the only thing that put the brakes on it. And she said, yeah.
I'm not a horticulturalist, but culturist, whatever. Like I put an extra syllable or three in that word.
If that's the only thing, and she said, well, what else was I supposed to do? And I said, why didn't you just say no? Like, to me. That's,
yeah. She sounds like the most obliging person ever.
She kind of is.
Could I just call and be like, look, I've really missed Ruth's Chris. I'm not going to touch you. I will barely acknowledge your humanity, but can you buy me a steak?
Oh, my. That's horrible.
Will she be like, what? Can I really say no?
That's terrible. I mean, and then to let him kind of use her that way. I don't know. It's gross to me.
It's gross, and I hope she has more self-respect, but not to sound like really horribly horrible like I'm about to, but she's a big fat fatty. Yeah. She doesn't really get to call the shots.
But she does. Everyone does, and this brings us back to what you were saying in the beginning.
You get to call the shots by not playing the games you're built to lose. If you weigh like 400 pounds and you don't want to get crapped on in the relationship world, you probably need to step out.
Can have a George Clooney. I just did a wedding where I photographed a wedding.
Like, how many guns to his head?
Dude, this woman.
What weird background would make George Clooney into real big girls?
I don't know.
Maybe like George Clooney Washington. I don't. George Clooney Jefferson, if you're getting where I'm going. I'm not talking presidents.
I'm trying to think of what this woman's husband looks like, but he's an attractive man. I can't think of a celebrity lookalike. Maybe like a tall, skinnier Matt Damon. I guess.
Okay.
And he's married to someone. The wife looked like, she kind of looked like a female Norm from Cheers.
Nice. Just those big flapjack lesbian breasts, those Paula Poundstone breasts.
She's very overweight, like probably close to 400 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, well over 300. There's no question. Yeah.
And again, nothing against people who are beefing up. I don't care. Lord knows I've gone to hell in a handbasket physically. But
look at who she landed. She landed this guy, but he seems like a very nice guy. And I think it's a genuine kind of thing. I mean, it doesn't seem like
I've never understood people are like, I'm into someone for like their soul and all that. I get that.
Yeah.
I just happen to require a soul and a nice chassis.
I think.
Because I know how I am. If you're not hot, I'll log a lot of time with you as a friend.
Right.
I'll have zero urge to get with you. If somehow we got together, I'd be cheating on you left and right.
Yeah. But I think, but I don't think that you've had that caliber, really, of that type of connection, really, with someone.
I've had people I really liked.
Yeah. But I mean, like we were talking about the one that I felt like you let get away.
Oh, yeah. The friend of mine who was a very cool person.
Super cool.
She's good looking.
Yeah, she's very cute. And
I
kind of
didn't appreciate
it
at the time.
Yeah, she's very fun. And
yeah.
Now she's with
I used to fart a lot in front of her. I remember that because I'd put her in the I'm not going to sleep with you pile.
Yeah.
So I didn't walk around with a cork in my butt.
Even your brother
says. And she would just be like,
and your brother
how much
has
are you farting?
A lot of that superficial kind of, you know, into the aesthetics kind of thing. And even he said, you know what, she's not a bad looking girl.
She's not.
So, I mean, she's not a trophy wife. But she had a lot of character, and she's more than a five as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and the issue really, sadly, she had that super curly hair. And if you're a girl who has the super curly, not wavy. Wavy's different. I'm talking like the ringlets where Chad Kroeger from Nickelback hair.
Oh, I was just talking about him the other day.
Yeah, and girls who have that, it really screws their look, and they'll straighten their hair, and you'll see them, and they go from like a 5 to an 8.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to sound like a mo, but like your hair did all that.
Yeah. Well, that meme was going around with the Chad look-alike, you know, with his hair, and then above him was a Asian kid eating ramen noodles, and it looked like the noodles were coming right up from
his
hair.
I have seen that one.
Yeah, so... like, why doesn't he wouldn't be a bad looking guy if he did something else with his hair? Why doesn't
he'd be
he?
Pretty average.
I mean, I don't think
like, but he could rock the musician thing, like his goatee.
I think a lot of them can with their perms. I mean, why are you getting
with their perms? Are we talking about Little Richard circa 56?
No, who is like, I think an Aerosmith, the blonde guy, you know? Yeah, he's older, but he's still getting
Brad Whit something Whitley Whitten.
And you think, you see a lot of them and you think, wow, why don't you change your hair? Like, that's, ugh.
Yeah, they're starting to, especially Aerosmith, for whatever reason, yeah. The testosterone is just draining out of that band. And they're looking like old women. Women hit that age where their hair just cannot be too long because they look like witches. And I think Aerosmith has hit that point where they all need soccer mom haircuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not good. I mean, you think, well, you know, if they could see themselves, well, they wouldn't be so bad. I was talking about the Duck Dynasty guy. Who's the son? I actually never saw
that
the program.
Big tub of slop and overalls.
Whoever's got the.
I saw the Instagram for the one time. Like Instagram was like, why don't you look at these pictures? And I usually just refresh that every 5 seconds to see like some Asian chick bent over.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
think the wife is gonna be something for
the wife's not bad looking considering what a dumpster fire the husband is. He's got
she's very attractive,
beard over his bosoms.
But I think if he cut his hair, like they showed some picture of him when he was in high school or something, and he looks like a totally different person. But I think if
he could look like Meatloaf circa Rocky Horror.
No, I think he if he dropped a couple, I think he would be a nice looking guy and shaved and cut his hair. Like, I don't know why he's with the bandana and everything. And all of his kids are really good looking.
I just saw a couple pictures. I remember the wife, like, you see one photo of her and you're like, oh God, she's hot. And then you keep flipping. You're like, she's all right. You know, she's not bad. I'd hit it. But he's just horrible.
Yeah, so he looks like a troll doll, but look at who he has. He has, you know, his hot
chick. He also has so much money.
But he didn't when they were together. They met when they were in high school. So
It's the high school thing.
Yeah,
you can find excuses. Look, again, people can pull better than they on paper deserve.
Yeah,
based on, I guess, confidence and an air of I'm going places. I'm simply saying you can pull better.
Yeah,
you will never pull the best based on BS.
I mean, I don't know that that's true.
Unless it's Anne Hathaway, who just has zero self-esteem. And I would argue that makes her not the best. She's the one that's like screwing con men and no names and crap like that.
But
and
the con
she
man
has
wasn't
that
a
nose.
Bad-looking guy, you know?
Exactly.
And if you're being conned by a con, then obviously that was a good con for that gentleman.
I guess.
Yeah.
She's got quite the racola.
Like that Gerhardt writer or whatever. Do you know that? We started watching that. He was called, he was one of those ones where he just pretended, well, he pretended he was a Rockefeller, and then he got this attorney, and she was a big
what
attorney.
What did we watch again?
And she was making, huh?
What did we watch again?
It was on IDTV, and they did a special on this.
Oh, the fake guy who pretended he was like
Clark Rockefeller.
Yeah, right? That's a subtle way to go about it.
Yeah, and so, but I mean, you look at him, and who does he look like? I mean, he's not an attractive man. He's short.
But
also.
He was lying.
Yeah.
That's so, like if I walked around being like, hey, I'm Steve Jay-Z, you might have heard of the family name.
But what I'm saying is that's a good con. And that's this guy was successful. He had homes and cars and all that. And so he conned Anne Hathaway. But, I mean, he was pretty darn good at it, you know. So, I mean, are you going to fault her? No. I mean, it's not like some schlub pushing a shopping cart.
I guess.
Like, I banged Anne Hathaway.
I guess.
No.
After he says it.
No, I mean, this is someone who is attractive and had a suit. But this troll, this guy that played, you know, pretended to be a Rockefeller for a bazillion years.
I guess you have to put out there.
He looks like a toad.
What did he pretend in order to get laid?
Yeah.
He pretended to be really, really rich. And that's, I guess there are, I can think of Salma Hayek.
But more than the wealth. I think is because they exude so much confidence.
There's confidence
women,
and wealth, but they're also physically pretty bleh.
Yeah.
Like Selma Hayek, if I recall, her husband, no one's really worthy to have sex with that.
Yeah.
But
well, look at Christie Brinkley. She married a sham too, didn't she?
Oh, after.
Yeah.
You mean after the Piano Man? Because I was going to be like, a sham? Have you ever heard New York State of Mind? Sham, bite your tongue, Billy Joel. You know who's turned out okay, actually, is the daughter they had together. Because it used to, she used to, Alexa Joel, look just like Billy Joel's head on Christie's body.
The nose.
And you're like, oh, what a brown bag lunch that is.
Yeah,
but
the eyes.
I guess she's had a couple of swipes of the knife. You know what?
Yeah.
Jewish Christie Brinkley, not bad looking.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can be swindled. But I think, again, it comes from that confidence because you're so confident. There's something to be said for that. And that's a very attractive quality. So it doesn't matter because these guys are ugly, too.
They're ugly. But you have to be firing on a couple cylinders at least. It's like you can't be ugly with zero money and confident.
You can.
Because You're not.
How do these people?
You're not going to get Scarlett Johansson with just confidence.
Dude, there's this guy again on IDTV.
Is he a rapist? Is that his secret?
No. But he looks like. Who does he look like? I mean, he just. He's a very attractive man.
I don't like that so many of your people are coming from IDTV.
But he. This guy is just, I mean, just really handsome. I don't know who he would be compared to, because he's fairly young, but he went and nailed all these chicks. And not only did he nail all these chicks and rope them in, but he was invited to live with them. And so they became his sugar mamas. They were attractive.
Yeah, but were they, again.
He had nothing.
They're great. They have, they're sexy. I'm just saying this BS, it's not like he's racking up the top of the top. He could be racking up porn stars. He's not racking up A-list stars. You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but I mean,
you can
for
get a
everyday
pretty hot
people,
girl.
Everyday people. You know?
Okay, so you're saying with just, and I'll say that too, with confidence, you can tear through a lot of fairly attractive people in your everyday life. Mm-hmm. Confidence is not going to land me, I don't know, Stephanie Seymour in her heyday.
But it is. I mean, if she was here, I mean, you can say that because she's so far removed. But, you know, some, you know, celebrity.
Oh, you're saying
starts
before
here.
She was famous. Yes. OK. I could screw her while she's still in Iowa working at the Dairy Queen.
But I mean, if you were in Hollywood, you know what I mean? And you.
And she needed a place to stay.
Or whatever.
And I convinced her she had
some
made up disease.
I don't think
that
anyone is out of anyone
to.
Else's league, really. I mean, I'm not saying go and stalk her and hang out inside of it so you can, you know, bump into one another. But if she were
just
here.
Just screaming, it's written in the stars, Stephanie. And then I carve a pentagram in my
chest. But
let's
say she was here on business, you know what I mean? And she's staying locally at a hotel or whatever. She's staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Tyson's.
Is
and
she?
You're doing a locksmith job there.
Oh, and she bumps in. She's like, who's fat plumber's ass? Does that belong to?
But you're witty. You're clever. You
look at his ability to break
drink.
Into a door. He could rape me later. I might as well say yes now and get a meal out of it.
But if you exude a lot of confidence, which you don't, and you profess that you don't, then you're
not
going to get
it. I don't exude it only because it pours out of me like a tidal wave, and exude isn't a strong enough word.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm just saying, I don't think anyone, and I've done these social experiments myself where I've done ghostwriting for people.
Ghost riding?
Yes.
How is it? But Nick Cage made it look awesome.
That's different.
Oh.
This Jabba is one of them. I had written and set up profiles for her and written to
several
men.
You told me about this. You catfish people all the time.
I don't catfish
But on behalf
them.
Of your friends.
Right, to kind of get the ball rolling.
Yes.
Like they can't find the words or they don't know how to
You
start
did that for
them.
Me once and I went out on a date and she's like, so where's the Bentley? And show me this 14-inch junk of yours. And I was like, wait, Allison.
No, I only write things that are specific to that person. I don't lie, you know, and make that person out to be something that they're not. You know, I use their words where they work, those kinds of things. And really, she had a lot of potential dates. I wrote for another friend
of mine.
A lot
of just face-only pictures, right?
No,
maybe some cleavage?
No, I used just, they were her photographs. And so somebody said, well, you can't do that. So then there's always the thing that women can always, you know, men will always take the bait because women hold the cards. And I understand that. So I did it
If by cards you mean vagina, I know where you're going.
But an ugly man is more difficult. And I'll agree with that. And I did it for, you know, an ugly man, too. He's overweight. He kind of looks like Baby Huey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wrote for him.
What sites did you use?
Well, at this time, those two instances, it was MySpace. It was back in MySpace days.
Oh, okay.
But I only wrote to attractive people. I didn't, like, try to date down. I only wanted to date up.
That's nice. Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, he was like, cease and desist. I'm getting too many replies, and I can't keep up with them all. And
I don't like
but
the way you did
photo.
Down and up with two fingers because it looked like you were going to examine a giant's prostate.
We wouldn't do that.
You went, like, two fingers way up in the air.
But I just think that anyone can have whatever they want.
Okay.
I mean, I just think we had this discussion too, and I said, you know, it's kind of like Brussels sprouts.
I need to want better things then.
You do. You really do. You do have to want better things.
I just want to play Pikmin.
Yeah, but I think you want more than that.
You're right.
Maybe
not
for
today. I'm on to Pikmin too. I want to play that.
But I'm saying there are people who love Brussels sprouts. They just think they're delicious.
Yeah.
They love
my
them.
My mom
you don't
adores
have to,
them, and she cooks them in one of those little broilers, and the whole house reeks of fart.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I actually don't like Brussels sprouts. But you know what? There are several people who do. And, you know, if you consider yourself a Brussels sprout, then there's someone who's just going to love you for being the Brussels sprout that you are.
We're going out on that.
I mean, you have a specific taste. You know,
love me for being the Brussels sprout that I am. I guess so. So the moral is, John, you're horrible, but someone might like horrible things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's how you view yourself.
It is.
No, you're a good catch.
Ooh. Yeah. Thank you. Allison.
Yes, darling.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
We are going to get some food, I guess. Or
something. My mouth is dry.
I could tell every time you spoke. Yeah. Oh, that's why I bring an agua baba.
I know, but we're not supposed to have beverages in here.
I think cans are very different from a water bottle, which I tip over all the time and like two drops come out.
Oh my.
It just looks like something preemied. It's not any kind of real sploosh. Allison Frank, they want to get a hold of you. They're going to go to facebook.com/papasbasement and they're going to go through the people who like it. They're going to add themselves to that list first, of course, but then they're going to find Allison Frank, and that's you.
Yep.
And they can stalk you thusly.
Yep.
Everyone says you're a handsome woman. You got the pretty eyes and boobies, so they should find you. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me individually, there's inpapasbasement@gmail.com, @papasbasement on Twitter, and most importantly, go to inpapasbasement.com. That's the show's website that has all of that contact information, plus all the writing, plus a new episode every Monday and every Thursday.
Wow.
And
sounds
I think
great.
That's it.
Super.
It is. It's the best site ever. Google has nothing on it.
No.
We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.